This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, reporting from Southern Africa.
And I'm Todd Zwillick in New York City.
And we want to welcome new stations again this week, including listeners at WHYY in Philadelphia, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky, Eugene, Oregon on KRVM, listeners out in Shreveport, Louisiana on KDAQ, and over in Atlantic City, thanks anyone for listening.
And we begin this hour with continued protests in Egypt, where hundreds of thousands of protesters continue to demand the removal of the democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi. Yesterday, the military issued an ultimatum for Morsi to meet the demands of the protesters within 48 hours or face a military-imposed, quote, roadmap out of the crisis, read, takeover. And yes, that's the same institution that was protested just 1 year ago when Egyptians demanded the end of military rule and the takedown of Hosni Mubarak. Now, President Obama spoke to President Morsi by phone on Monday, and according to the White House, told Morsi the United States is committed to the democratic process in Egypt and does not support any single party or group. Omar Khalifa is director of Egypt's O Media and was skeptical of President Morsi's regime from the start. He's been participating in the protests in Egypt, and he says they are overwhelming in their scale.
The people, they all want the president to leave. I don't see any sign of compromise. At the beginning, they started by asking, you know, for some concessions from his side, but now I think it's too late.
Yesterday, the Egyptian military issued a statement giving President Morsi 48 hours to satisfy the demands of the protesters or face a military takeover. What is the impact of that statement? Is it a matter of time now before Morsi goes? What's the next step?
Yes, it's a matter of time, and I think it was a very clear sign that the army is standing with its people. And I think Morsi had enough time to fix any problems he had. His speech last week, right before the planned protests, was useless. You know, he didn't address the real problems. He didn't address any solutions. And it actually, I would say it fused people more, you know. So this time, I've never, ever seen everyone participating in these protests. It was too crowded.
But Omar Khalifa, I have to ask, you know, it was just a year ago that people were similarly in the streets protesting the military rule after the regime of Hosni Mubarak. Aren't you worried about yet another military takeover? You might get rid of Morsi, but also be sort of back where you started.
No, I think the military yesterday made it very clear that the first sentence was that they are not seeking power and they don't want to get into any political games. They just want the will of the people. And what we've all understood, that the 48 hours is for Morsi to reach any solution, which I doubt would happen now because it's too late. And after that, I think there will be early elections, and the military made it very clear that they don't want to be involved in any politics.
Give us an idea, Omar Khalifa, of exactly what the problem is with Mohamed Morsi. It's clear that many, many people are very, very dissatisfied. On the other hand, the guy's only had less than a year in power in a country that's been ruled for 30 years by one person. Egypt, of course, is going to go through a period of transition. And from the outside, you might ask, give the guy a chance, I suppose. What's been so bad about his presidency?
I'll tell you. I mean, 1 year, I know it's not enough, but also 1 year is enough to make at least some changes. I think Morsi forgot that when he won the elections, he did so by a very slight margin. He put high expectations and distributed a whole book of promises to the people. Since he became in power, the only thing he did best was to serve for the Muslim Brotherhood blindly. He received several warnings from the people to be the president of Egypt and not the president of the Muslim Brotherhood, and he completely ignored. But I would say the turning point is when he drafted the constitution with members from his party while neglecting the opposition. And that was when the mass demonstrations started months ago and ended. I think that was a major warning that he completely neglected. Also, the economy has been shrinking. There have been fuel shortages, power cuts. Even the basic needs are neglected by his government.
On the other hand, Morsi did win an election, and the Muslim Brotherhood has millions and millions of supporters, which were repressed under the regime of Hosni Mubarak. If Morsi goes, aren't you worried about a disaffected swath of the Egyptian electorate that supports the Muslim Brotherhood? I mean, you and your friends are protesting, of course, but not everyone agrees with you. There's going to be a major division here.
I understand, but I think there is a division already. But what I know for a fact is that maybe half of the people who are demonstrating today against the president are people who actually voted for him at the first place. And they voted for him because they didn't want any other candidates from the previous regime, not because they are for the Muslim Brotherhood, but because they were against the previous regime. But as soon as they came to power, everything happened. Like, it was all clear to the people that this president is too loyal to the Muslim Brotherhood. He's not willing to give any to the country. He's willing to give only to the Muslim Brotherhood. They've been very skeptical, and they haven't been transparent at all in all of their moves. They have been so close with Hamas and getting them into Sinai. And so that even, I think that was the turning point from the army to start being against the president.
On the question of defending democracy in Egypt, you're facing a second military takeover in a year. Is Egypt democratic? Can it be?
I said before that it won't happen overnight. There will be some mistakes. Even if the next president comes and he doesn't fulfill the people's needs, the same thing would happen again. But the only power that we have now is the army. The people, of course, comes first, but the army is the only power that could actually take unilateral steps to take him out of power and call for early elections.
Protests across Egypt, especially in Cairo and in the coastal town of Hurghada, an ultimatum from the Egyptian army that Mohamed Morsi had just 48 hours to meet the demands of protesters or face a military takeover. Omar Khalif, director of Egypt's O Media, on the line from Cairo. Thank you, Omar.
Thank you so much.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.